I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
And who among us doesn't? Good morning, I'm Larry Long. It's 10 minutes after 8 and a glorious morning out there, sunny and 74. Welcome to Bird Watch, sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, Garden, and Bird Center. At the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, also by the River Lake Inn, located near Cola. Now, let's welcome your host for Bird Watch, Roger Taylor. Good morning, Rod.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Beautiful. Love
where has has this year gone?
Oh,
you
gosh,
know that
July.
After Monday, the year's half over.
Sobering thought.
I know. It's just, well, the older you get, the faster time
it
goes.
It seems to be that way, yes.
But, welcome to Bird Watch. And we're going to do something different this morning. We're not going to have a trivia question today. And but next week we will have two prizes that we're giving away. The first prize will be for the person who emails me the best trivia question for next week. And then we'll use that trivia question, and the person who answers it gets the prize. So this week, no trivia question. Don't run to the phone. But the prize will go to the person who can email me the best trivia question. And so here's your chance. Trivia questions are not designed just to be difficult. They're designed to point out a piece of information about birds that people might want to know. And so put on your thinking cap and send your trivia question to roger@wildbirdradio.com.
I'll be anxious to hear some of them that you're going to get. You're going to get some pretty wild stuff.
Oh, I'm thinking. I'm thinking. I'm hoping.
You'll have material for years.
Yes, that I'm thinking.
That's another side benefit.
But again, my email, roger@wildbirdradio.com, and a 20-pound bag of Roger's Blend and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn goes to the person who can email me the best trivia question. And next Saturday, we'll use that trivia question and announce the winner of sending in the question and the winner who answers the question.
All right.
And both people get the same prize, and that's a 20-pound bag of Roger's Blend and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take your pal with you for dinner, your dinner is half price. And roger@wildbirdradio.com is the place to send your trivia question. And, well, let's go to the phones.
All right.
We'll see what's going on here.
Good morning, Jack. You're on the air.
Hi, Jack.
Good morning, gentlemen. Roger, I have a question on the osprey.
Uh-huh.
Now, are they permanently downtown, or have they left the east, or the state out the old paper mill? Are they now on the bank building?
No. Two different birds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The osprey is who nests on a platform pole, and that's the one that's out there on the old Georgia Pacific property. I don't know if they're there this year or not. I haven't had a reason to be on that side of town, and I haven't heard from anybody. What's on the bank building downtown are peregrine falcon.
Okay.
And two different species. Osprey are, for the most part, fish eaters, hence the location along the Kalamazoo River. And peregrine falcons are bird eaters, and so living on a tall building downtown with a fair number of pigeons around is a good place for them to live.
Well, I saw the article in the paper about the birds on the bank building, and I wasn't sure if they were the same, but you've answered my question, so.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
You betcha. And I had a question this week about sunflower hearts and why they're so expensive and why I feed a lot of sunflower hearts. Let's deal with the expensive part first. Yes, they are more expensive than feeding regular sunflower. But the reason for that is 40% of the weight of a sunflower seed is the shell. And so if you buy sunflower hearts, there's 40% more food in the bag than the weight would infer, because it's all food. You're not buying any shells. And so it is more expensive, but nowhere near as much more expensive as it would appear, because there's so much more food pound for pound. I use sunflower hearts in a couple of feeders because they hang over my wife's perennial garden. And sunflower hearts are all food, so it all gets eaten. There's nothing left to sprout and have to weed in her perennials. And more importantly, sunflower shells are a natural herbicide. If you want to kill a plant, bury it in sunflower shells, and that will likely fix the problem. Because sunflower drops so many seed in such a small area to keep from overcrowding itself, sunflowers manage the competition by killing it off. And the bare spot that you see around the base of many feeders is not caused by birds' little feet pattering around on the ground. The bald spot is caused by the sunflower shells. By the way, when you do clean up under your feeder, don't try to compost them. Don't try to do anything with them, because they kill other plants. So that's one thing you really do need to clean up and perhaps put in the garbage so it doesn't mess up your yard. The other thing, I find that goldfinch, especially when they're feeding babies, dramatically prefer sunflower hearts to thistle seed. The reason for that is thistle, well, first off, is not thistle. It's Niger. And Niger is in the same plant family as the sunflower seed. So two things. One, there's a lot less seed in the bag than you think, because 40% of the weight of Niger or thistle is the shell. And the heart is actually very small, and that's all birds eat. So when you see all sorts of Niger or thistle seed on the ground underneath your feeder, well, that isn't seed that the birds have thrown away. What you're looking at is likely just empty shells from seed that the birds have already eaten. And the other reason I like feeding sunflower hearts is goldfinch are one of the few birds that don't feed insects to their babies. They feed by regurgitation. They partially digest food and then regurgitate it into their babies' mouths. And I find they like sunflower hearts because it takes a lot less work to get themselves full of sunflower hearts so they can take it back and regurgitate into the mouths of their hungry babies. And so there's Sunflower Hearts 101. We have a couple of phone calls stacked up here. Let's take them on.
All right. First call in was Ronald with a hummingbird question. Good morning, Ronald.
Hi, Ronald.
Good morning, Roger.
How you doing? Hey,
I'm doing well. I got a question for you. We've been seeing a lot of hummingbirds at our feeder, but we're not seeing any male hummingbirds at all. Is there a reason for that?
Well, hummingbirds are incredibly territorial birds. And my guess is you're in a female territory and she will attack any male that comes into her territory unless she wants to mate at that moment.
Right.
And the other reason is they're fledging young and all juveniles look like females.
Okay.
The red gorget is a sign of sexual maturity, and the males won't have a full red gorget until they return next year. As we get into fall, just prior to migration, you may begin to see some red streaking on the boys' necks, but they don't have the red gorget, and so all juveniles, male and female, look like females. And if she's letting them eat at her feeder, then she's then those are her offspring, and she isn't running them out of her territory just yet.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You betcha. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, go.
Wouldn't the sound...
Oh, go ahead, Rod.
Okay. Wouldn't the sound of trickling water add a beautiful, relaxing dimension to your outdoor living area? This is something I've always wanted to do.
Love that.
Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center has the plants, the fish, the supplies, and the ideas you need to build that waterfall, stream, or pond of your dreams. For color in your water feature, Waddell's has a great selection of water plants, including water hibiscus, iris, horsetail, papyrus, and water lilies. For interest in your water feature, add some fish. Waddell's carries many sizes and varieties of koi in your choice of beautiful colors, of course. And if you want some rocks around your water feature, Waddell's carries dozens of varieties of interesting and unique rocks for around ponds, waterfalls, and streams. Yeah, their stream in their nursery area there at the store is one of my favorite places. Waddell's natural stone is sold in bulk, so you can get just the amount you need. Whether you're just getting started or you're an experienced water gardener, Waddell's is your source for solar water pump kits that work in any bird bath or pond, waterfall kits, statuary, and even some how-to books. Enjoy the world of water gardening. It's relaxing, fun, and easier than you think when you get advice from the water gardening experts at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. You can do dinner in lots of places, but if you want to make it an experience, do dinner at the River Lake Inn in Colon. River Lake Inn is designed to satisfy your senses in so many ways, thanks to an incredible collection of trails, gardens, and wildlife. In fact, you'll want to make it about more than just a meal. Be sure to allow extra time to stroll past the koi waterfall pond into the beautifully landscaped butterfly gardens and bluebird trail. You can visit Marv's well-stocked bird store as well. Of course, the food is fabulous, and you can enjoy your meal in one of their three dining rooms, or better yet, outside on the deck. June's fabulous features include honey chipotle, barbecued baby back ribs, fresh lake perch with dill, and a sweet Vidalia Black Angus sirloin, all served with a choice of potato and full salad bar. And be sure to save room for Anita's desserts, like her homemade strawberry shortcake or her homemade pies. Don't just do dinner. Make it an experience at the River Lake Inn at 767 Ralston Road in Colon. Open Monday through Saturday, 4 to 10, and Sundays, noon to 8.
Let's go back to the phones, Raj. They're anxious to talk to you today.
All right.
All right. We've got Ed next on the line. And good morning, Ed. You're on the air.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Morning, Roger. Super. Thanks for taking my question.
Sure.
My wife and I were talking about birds in our yard, and we live in a suburban area with lots of trees.
Mm-hmm.
And which ones really do a real job on insects? And we know bluebirds, wrens, woodpeckers, flycatchers, martins, and swallows. What are we missing? What other birds that you're aware of that would, in a typical suburban area, are really doing a good job of consuming insects?
Well, first, all birds feed insects to their babies with the exception of goldfinch.
Oh, really? Yeah,
even the birds that don't normally eat insects feed insects to their babies. Because,
you mean like a robin would do that too?
Well, robins are strictly a meat eater.
Yeah.
Except for the winter time when they convert to fruit. So they don't change diet so much.
Okay.
But I have a cardinal who every summer hauls away mouths full of suet. And he's feeding suet to babies because the rest of the year cardinals don't eat suet.
Okay.
Now, as far as eating lots of insects, part of the reason the number of chickadees, titmice, and nuthatch decline at feeders in the summertime is because the woodland birds become almost exclusively insect eaters, not just to feed their babies, but for themselves. Matter of fact, when you see chickadees, titmice, or nuthatch eating seed, those are likely the juveniles who aren't as good at finding insects as the adults. And but just about all birds feed insects to their babies. And Ed, that's really the origin of bird feeding. Farmers years ago realized that if they lured birds to stay around their farm in the wintertime by offering them grain products, that they would stay there and nest in the spring and eat insects out of their fields. And that's really the origin of bird feeding, was to encourage birds to be around to eat insects in the summertime.
My grandfather used to do that.
Yeah.
He used to scatter. This is years ago. I mean, he had horses, so that's how long ago that was. But he'd always, what are you doing that for? He's like, well, that's good for the birds. I saw, you know.
Yeah.
He wasn't watching the birds.
Yeah.
But that was, that's interesting.
Yeah. No, that was a way of dealing with insect populations before we started spraying all sorts of stuff in our fields to poison insects and us.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Ed.
Yep, bye.
Appreciate the call, Ed. Now we have Kathy on the line. Next, good morning, Kathy. You're on the air.
Hey, Kathy.
Good morning, guys. I just have a really quick question. Roger, I haven't seen any traffic at my Baltimore Oriole feeders this last week. Are they gone?
No, but they're no longer territorial. They are in a period that's called hyperphagia prior to migration, and they're the first birds to migrate home. By the 1st of August, they will be gone. But once they're done nesting, they become nomadic, looking for food. And interesting you mentioned that. I hadn't seen my Orioles for 2 weeks. And yesterday I happened to see them in my yard. So they're still around. They're just not in one place anymore. But I would continue to leave the stuff out for them. But you may have to spend lots of time watching to see them because they probably won't come to it as frequently as they did just prior to mating and breeding because they're wandering around looking for stuff to eat.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just let them know at work then that I've got something more important to take care of this week then.
There you go. intermittent reinforcement works pretty well.
Okay. Roger, thank you, and have a great week.
Hey, thanks. That's going to do it for Birdwatch. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, you can win a prize by sending me a trivia question, roger@wildbirdradio.com. Roger@wildbirdradio.com. And the person who sends me the trivia question I use next week wins this week's prize. And you can win next week's prize by answering that question. Roger@wildbirdradio.com. Have a good week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right. Have a good one, Raj. Thanks for listening to this edition of Bird Watch. And join us again next Saturday morning at 8. Brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road. And by the River Lake Inn near Colon. Coming up next, CBS and local news. Then we'll go around the home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO.
I can't stand in line at the store. The mean little people are such a bore.